Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. On 9 o'clock hour, we got a hot seat coming up a little later out, and I got some information on people that has not been reported anywhere. If you currently own a Nick Foles jersey from 2017.
Right.
You are going to be rich.
Really?
I'll explain it shortly.
Ooh, nice.
Not yet. You got to listen first. But on the line with us is a god to us, a media god, Al. And he is now he's working with Seth Joyner and Mike Missinelli. They've got a terrific post-game show on YouTube. And it is an honor to have back on our show Derek Gunn. Hi, Derek.
Good morning, guys.
Derek, the reason that we booked you is we were talking to Seth Joyner, and he said that you out-Sethed him after the game Sunday night when the topic of Jonathan Gannon came up. So I said, well, what should I do? And he said, just mention Gannon's name, and then Gunn will take over. So, Derek, Jonathan Gannon.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Here's the plus side. You know, you really can't complain much when you have the top takeaway defense, a great run defense, points allowed defense, one of the best in the league. I just don't like the philosophy. When you have that kind of talent playing on the back end of your defense, why are they constantly playing 7 to 10 yards off the ball? Your four-man rush, you know, for the money you have invested in that four-man rush, it's not enough to get home consistently in rushing the pass a quarterback, and it's not good enough on its own to stop the run. You know, they're much better defense when, you know, it's a five-man front. And so my problem with him is I just don't like how he calls his defense, as a lot of people don't. You have virtually Pro Bowlers across this defense, and they have played great. They have played athletically. They have played in unison in a lot of ways. But, you know, why aren't these guys playing more bump and run, more man-to-man on the corners? You know, prime example, you know, Aaron Rodgers goes out, you bring in a young quarterback in Jordan Love. And, you know, you're thinking, blitz this kid, make a mistake. You know, he hasn't seen a lot of the stuff that a future Hall of Famer like Rodgers is going to see. No, they sit back on him. Okay, so in third and five situation, completes an easy five-yard out. Very next play, slant route to Christian Watson, wide open. Everybody in the secondary took bad angles to the ball. And I don't understand, why do you give these receivers that much respect? You look at the last couple opponents. Indianapolis doesn't have the type of receivers that you should fear. They're not a great collection of receivers. Green Bay's not a great collection of receivers. I think that at times he just shows the opposition way too much respect in terms of his defensive prowess compared to what the opposition has on offense.
Derek, you are preaching the gospel of this entire city. There's just the problem. I'm in the same boat with you. Watching these games drives me insane. But they're 10-1.
Exactly.
Makes it a harder complaint, right? Because somehow they won all but one game with this philosophy. So are they right and we're wrong? How do you rationalize that?
You know what? You said it perfectly. Up until this point, no matter what we think, no matter what we don't like, they're right and we're wrong. We're sitting here with a 10-1 team with a defense that statistically across the board has put up, you know, good numbers. And, you know, we look at a defense like the 49ers. You know, the Eagles don't play that type of defense. You know, I call it bully ball. And so I just say at this point now, I'm tired of complaining about it. Sit back and enjoy the ride, and let's see where it takes you.
Well, maybe, but it's bugging me from game to game. Let me get to our quarterback, because, Derek, you've covered a lot of great quarterbacks in your career. What are your current thoughts about Jalen, and how high is his ceiling?
Oh, my goodness. Compared to last year, what he has done this year has been 100% improvement in terms of command of the offense, his reads, the ability to frustrate a defense with his legs. He is the ultimate package in total athleticism. You know, what he did against Green Bay, we've watched him do a few times before this year. You know, he is a huge reason why this team is where it is right now in terms of sitting at 10-1. He's made the throws. He's answered every question that we've had about him from the offseason leading up, you know, to this season. Every box has been checked right now. And in the final analysis, this young man is about to get paid handsomely. You know, he's about to get paid handsomely. If Kyler Murray is worth what the Cardinals paid him, what is Jalen Hurts worth?
Here's the thing, Derek. One of the reasons I want to talk to you is because you have been better in the media than anyone in this city over the past 20 years as getting closer to the players, getting them to reveal things they wouldn't normally reveal. Have you been able to get it all close to Jalen Hurts?
No.
Isn't that interesting? There's a wall up there, isn't there?
Well, you know what? When you really think about it, most teams, you know, they protect their quarterbacks like that. They give you so much, but they're not going to give you just unlimited access. And I don't blame them, because here's the edict. If they give him to one, then the organization and the PR staff's mindset is, it's not fair if we can't give him to everybody, so we just shut him down. They put him out there when they have to, in a general sense, and they feel that takes care of everybody's needs at that particular time. But they're not going to put him on too many individual pedestals, and that, for that matter, I don't even know if he wants to be, pulled in 20 different directions at that point. So it's not uncommon for how the Eagles are handling his situation.
All right, I want to play a little game here, because you've covered all these great quarterbacks, and I want you to tell me who you would prefer in their prime. Hurts or Wentz? Who's got your vote there?
Well, man, the only comparison would be Wentz of 2017, because after that it's been all downhill, so I'd have to say Hurts.
Hurts is the correct answer. Hurts or Foles?
Let's see. Foles, the statue outside the stadium, helped give this team the Super Bowl. Philly. Okay. Man, you're twisting my arm. I'm still going to say Hurts at this
that
point.
That is also the correct answer. Hurts or McNabb?
Wow. You know, Donovan did a lot of great things for this organization, took him to a lot of playoff games. He was a phenomenal player in his day, but the new wave quarterback that we're looking at today across the NFL, with the overall athleticism to be that dual threat, I'm going to keep my answer consistent right now and say Hurts.
One more, Rhea's favorite Eagle of all time, Jalen Hurts or Randall Cunningham.
Derek, I cannot answer a question like
you
that.
You have to. He was on our station this week, and he was saying great things about Hurts.
Oh, my goodness. You said my least favorite quarterback, Randall?
My all-time favorite
is Randall Cunningham.
All-time favorite.
She loves him.
Wow, all-time Eagles favorite quarterback? Jeez.
Yep.
Can I take the politically correct move and say I have no answer for you?
No, I will provide information for you to help you in your judgment. Randall Cunningham was known for this statement, let me be me, and he alluded to it on WIP earlier in the week. Listen to this, Derek.
He's not a person who gets scared. You're going to make him start panicking. Nah, he's not that kind of guy. He's a very peaceful person, and I like to watch him doing interviews because he always says the right thing, you know, and he's not being political. He's just being himself. And I think that that's the piece of the puzzle. I remember back in the day, I said, let me be me.
Yep.
And I just really wanted to just be the best that I could be. But I felt like sometimes I was in a box. He's not in a box. You know, he's got the right coaching staff, and they're allowing him to be himself. And I think that's where this maturity comes in, of letting him just be who he is.
Hurts or Cunningham, Derek Gunn?
Jeez. Oh, my goodness. All right. If you're going to twist my Hurts.
Wow. That's a tough one.
Ooh. As much as I love Randall Cunningham, you know, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, all these guys, I'm going to say Hurts.
Derek, you're awesome, man. I love talking to you. Don't miss him post-game. He's phenomenal with Seth Joyner, Mike Brissoli. Derek, always an honor, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, and Angelo, congratulations on your upcoming retirement, man. It's been an honor to get to know you over the past 25-plus years that I've been in this market. You have been the epitome of an icon in this industry.
All right, you have lost some credibility there, Derek. But we still love you. Thanks, Derek.
You guys have a great day.
That was awesome. Man, that's great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.